Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been asking the question, what's love got to do with it this week? And we've been basing that out of the fruit of the Spirit and Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And just to kind of review what we went through so far this week, we've talked about that Jesus said that love is everything. We said that we love because God loved us first. And then yesterday we shared that love is a commandment, not a feeling. And if you missed any of those three programs, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check those 14-minute programs out. Also want to remind you, if you've been blessed by this program, if you would help us out with this ministry, would appreciate it. You can also find a place to donate online there, or also our mailing address if you prefer to write a check. And I want to thank those people that are partners with us and help provide financially so that we can do this program twice a day on the radio and our podcast and our website and all the things this ministry has to offer. So thank you so much, and hope that maybe you'll consider giving us a financial blessing to continue to help spread hope during this time that it is so desperately needed. But we were talking about yesterday that, you know, love is a commandment, not a feeling. And you know, one of the things that I know that we don't like to be commanded, but I'm thankful that God gives us commands. And as my friend Greg Williams says, you know, God gives us hundreds of commands, but no demands. God gives us hundreds of commands, but no demands. And, I mean, God could demand it of us, but what kind of relationship would that be? I mean, you have to demand somebody to love you. You know, it's not really loving, is it? And we don't really feel loved. And that's why, you know, I'm thankful that with Jesus, we get to make a decision whether we accept that love that he has for us. And every day, every hour, every minute, we have to make a decision whether we're going to choose to love God and honor God with our one and only lives. I'm thankful that God doesn't force his love upon us. And, you know, he commands us to. He's saying, hey, this is what's best for you. And I've learned, man, when I honor those commands, those Ten Commandments that, you know, we don't like to hear about much anymore, that it's just a better way of life. It's kind of like when, you know, you drive in the mountains, Smoky Mountains or Eastern Kentucky, and they've got that guardrail and the road's kind of wavy and, you know, you can fall off and go down quite a bit and suffer a lot of damage to your car, maybe lose your life. I'm thankful they have those guardrails up just in case to protect us. And, you know, those commandments that God gives us, those are kind of like those guardrails. They're to help with boundaries and to help protect us and to just help make a better way of life and give you peace and joy. And so I'm thankful that, you know, for God there are commands, and that love is a commandment, not a feeling. And we were basing it after 2 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 yesterday. I am writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and he has commanded us to love one another just as you have heard from the beginning. So I want to challenge you, encourage you today to be a person that loves one another, even those that are unlovely, even those that are like sandpaper in your life, people that just rub you the wrong way. And I think I said this on Monday's program, but you know, I got news for you. You're somebody's sandpaper. I'm somebody's sandpaper. And we're like, who, me? But honestly, I mean, we are, but God tells us and commands us to say, hey, we're still to love one another. Matt Chandler, a pastor down in Texas, that he actually had a brain tumor and thankfully was able to live through that, and was a young guy, like in his late 30s when he had that, but really great communicator of God's word. He says, people don't like love. They just like that flittery, flirty feeling. They don't love love. Love is sacrificial. Love is ferocious. It's not emotive. Our culture doesn't love love. It loves the idea of love. It wants the emotion without paying anything for it. And of course, a lot of that he's talking about romantic love, but you know, it's also so true with just us loving one another as human beings that, you know, we don't want to love sometimes when it's hard. And yet, you know, it is sacrificial. And sometimes you have to really be intentional about it. And yet with Jesus, we can do it. It says with, you know, people, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. And so I want to encourage you to love today. Love those that are unlovely in your lives. But a lot of times, like, I don't feel like it, Greg. Well, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? You know, so many times, I know people, and I've shared this even in my own life, our hearts have deceived us, whether it's with a marriage that we probably shouldn't have chosen, or, you know, a major purchase that we're like, wow, why did I buy that? Because at the time, it just felt right. It felt good. And one of the 24-hour rules, things that I like that I heard somebody say, I think it was Dave Ramsey, but I could be wrong, just said, you know, if you're going to make a major purchase, before you do it, sleep on it. You know, maybe talk to another person or two. Give a 24-hour break just to make sure that you're not making just an emotional decision. In a book that, you know, it's not a real hard, you know, book, deep book, but it's a very easy book to apply in your life, and that's what I love. It's a book called The Best Question Ever by Andy Stanley, and he simply asks, as the best question answer, best question ever is, in light of your future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing to do right now? And I want to ask you right now, maybe you got a big decision to make. And I want you to just base it on feelings and what you think you would love to do. But in light of your future hopes and dreams, and with your past experiences of knowing yourself and knowing things, what is the wise thing to do? What is the wise thing to do? We all make good decisions. We all make bad decisions. But the fact of the matter is that God loves us not where we could be, not where we should be, but exactly where we are. And so you might want to check that book out. It's called The Best Question Ever by Andy Stanley. Really simple book, but good book to read. And check it out. I like listening to him, his sermons, a really great communicator, son of Charles Stanley. And so check out Andy Stanley and The Best Question Ever. A fourth thing that I think we, as we talk about love, love is a daily choice and requires action. Love is a daily choice and requires action. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20 says, you can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And you know, let's just be honest, it's a daily choice a lot of times. It really is. Sometimes it's an hour by hour choice, a minute by minute choice. But when you sign up, say, hey, I want to surrender my one and only life to Jesus, and I want to follow him and his ways, I mean, you've got to do it. And the reason you do it is because you love God and because he did it for you and he modeled it for you. And I love the last part of that verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. It says, you know, obeying God and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And friends, it's hard in our culture, and it's easy to just kind of push God to the side. And I heard Mike Bro say one time, you know, when we get our ego, he said, what I found ego stands for, EGO, is edging God out. Edging God out. And I want to ask you today, what is it in your life that you're just kind of edging God out, that, you know, hey, I got this, I don't need you, and if I'm honest, a lot of times that's in the areas where I'm not loving somebody the way I know I should be, that I have bad feelings in my heart, in my mind for them. And I think the thing that, you know, I'm learning is that, as the old Toby Keith song says, and I'm not going to sing it this time. I did several months ago because this song, I just always think about it so much with our faith, even though it's not a Christian song. But I got some feedback on it. Some of my friends giving me a hard time. So I'm not going to sing it, but he used to have a song, "A Little Less Talk and a Lot More Action." And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to say to you today, that let's just don't talk about loving others the way Jesus loves us and the way we love him, but we really got to put it in our actions and our words and do that with people. And sometimes it requires doing it when we're tired or when we don't feel like doing it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." So I want to encourage you to put your love in action today. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14 say, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, and be strong, and then do everything in love." Now, that's amazing to me there, just in that short little passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. It's got these kind of intense things at the beginning. One, be on your guard. Two, stand firm in your faith. Three, be courageous. And four, be strong. And as I read those, I mean, if you're being on your guard, I mean, you know, you're being alert, you're focused. Okay, standing firm in your faith. This faith battle is not for the weak of heart. I mean, you really, really, if you want to follow Jesus, especially as our culture and our world is changing, you have to stand firm in your faith. But just to make sure you got it, Paul says, on top of being on your guard and standing firm in your faith, you got to be courageous and you got to be strong. And I definitely want to be a person that's loving and caring and compassionate. And man, I can empathize with so many people. I've shared about having dealing with suicidal thoughts a few years ago. And I've shared, you know, some of the just train wrecks and deep valleys in my life where I just felt like I couldn't go on. Yet, I can say this to you in love today. Sometimes you got to be courageous. You got to be strong. You got to press on through the pain. And you have to stand firm in your faith. And you can do that, friends, with Jesus' help, even when you don't feel like it. I know you can. He's done it in my life over and over again. At the age of 55, I just share so many stories of how he's helped me to do that when I didn't feel like I could go on anymore. But I'm also thankful with all those four things there of being on guard, standing firm in our faith, being courageous and being strong. The last part says, and do everything in love. So friends, even though we're being strong in our faith and courageous and standing firm and being on guard, we're supposed to still do everything in love. And so I want to encourage you today, whatever conversations you got to do, even if they're difficult ones with somebody, whether it's personal or with your job, just to do it in love. Because, man, that's how we would want it to do it. And number two, it just honors God when we do everything in love. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.